Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to have you joining us online this morning and just excited to have this time to be able to get into the Word with you. And if you go to our app, you'll be able to look at the outline and to follow along with me because there are going to be some places in here where I'm just going to want you to really just pay close attention to some passages of Scripture so that this will just be really in your heart and in your mind. And you'll see it's not just something that I'm saying, but it's what the Word is saying. It's what the Bible is saying. And so this morning we're going to be talking about from God's Word, just the Lord speaking to us about choosing our future. That God says you and I actually have the gift from Him to choose the kind of future that we're going to have. Now we can't, of course, determine everything in that. But we can have a huge part to say with regards to the type of future that we're going to be living. And I think because this is Graduate Sunday, this is an excellent topic, not only for our graduates, but also for all of us, regardless of where we are in life. And so we're going to be looking at Proverbs 8, verse 11, Proverbs 4, 7, and Proverbs 9, 12. Those are going to just kind of get us into God's Word this morning, talking about choosing your future. And so as you're just kind of getting God's Word ready there this morning with you, however, wherever you're sitting in your home, and I hope you've got a copy of God's Word in front of you. Let me just say, I want you to know that those of us in leadership are wrestling every day with the question about when do we start getting back together? And I want you to know that is like at the front of our screen. It is something that's on our heart and our minds every day. And so we're working on that. And we believe that we're really close to us doing that as a fellowship, but we're trying to think through everything that's going to be involved in that because we want to do it right the first time. And so I just want you to know that we're seeing a few, just a few more weeks that we're going to be talking seriously about us getting back together and just having a reunion Sunday of our fellowship. So please be praying for God's wisdom for us. I know that there's some churches in town that are opening up already, and that's fine. Everybody's going to do what they feel like that they're being led to do and what makes sense to them. And so we are daily before the Lord, and we want to be wise in this. Our main issue is we want to keep you as safe as we possibly can. And we know we have a lot of senior adults in our family here, as do a lot of the churches, but that's our concern. And so what's right for one is not necessarily right for somebody else. So be in prayer for us and just know that is at the forefront of our thinking. All right. So that I really, really appreciate that. All right. Well, today is here on the Hill Graduate Sunday. And I'm just amazed at the gift that God has given us in all these seniors that are ready to leave high school and really take that first big step out into life. We have 30 seniors this year, which is a huge class for us. And these young men and women are looking forward to a new life. They're completing this huge milestone. Now, if you're like me, you know, regardless of where you are in life, as far as what your age is, whatever, you still remember high school graduation. I mean, that is a huge deal in your life to graduate from high school. It is a time that is fixed with hope and expectation. And looking back, I can see how short-sighted I was, even though I felt like I just really had a grip on life. Yet there was so much I didn't know. I knew I wanted to be a dentist. Of course, God changed my mind on that. But I had no idea of all that was ahead of me and everything that life was going to be throwing my way in the decades that were ahead of me. And the same thing is true for these young men and women. And we as a church family, we pray the very best for them, that they will do well in life, that their lives will count for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's really what I want to talk about. For our focus this morning, as our graduates get ready to leave home and just go out into this culture that we are finding is surrounding us. Here's a couple of thoughts. Whatever vocation, and I pray that they'll be seeking God's direction about what He wants them to do, what has God created them to do. So whatever vocation God would lead these young men and women into is totally between heaven and them, all right? That's a decision that they're going to have to make. And here's the thing. I don't know what kind of living they're going to be able to earn from their chosen endeavor. All of us are at different places in life as far as what we're able to earn as far as we call a living. But what I do know is this, all right? Here's what I know. Making a living is not near as important as making a life. And for all of you seniors that I pray God willing are listening this morning, the most important thing for you is knowing how to make a life. And if you look at that first truth in your outline, the life that you make is determined by the choices you embrace early on. In other words, choices that you are making right now are huge as to where your life is going to end up years down the road. And so here's what I want to do this morning. I want to show you in just a few short minutes how can you make a life that you love rather than a life that you endure. And I want you to know there are tons and tons of people who are enduring the life that they have. And that is not God's will for you. That is not God's desire for you. And the reality is that I am where I am in life because of the decisions that I've made. And so we just have to come back and say, okay, how can I make wise decisions? And that's what we're talking about this morning. How can you do that? Choosing your future. So here are three passages, Proverbs 8 and 11. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare to it. Proverbs 4, 7. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. Proverbs 9 and 12. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. Now listen, let me just bring that down. What does that mean? It means, young person, listen to me just a moment. If God is not important in your life, if you think you don't need him right now, and you're just all about having fun or whatever, and I totally get that, and have fun while you're young. I totally understand that. But here's the thing. Don't leave God out of the equation. Because God says, if you ignore me, what you're doing is you're scorning wisdom. And all of us can learn from this. All right, so let me just divide this up this morning in two or three thoughts. All right, number one, the value of wisdom for making a daily living. There's a guy in the Old Testament by the name of King Solomon, and I know all of us probably know about him. He ascended the throne of Israel, and one of the first acts as king that he did was he led Israel in this huge worship service, honoring the Lord God of Israel, putting God first in his reign as king. And 1 Kings 3, verse 5 says this, that night, in other words, after what Solomon did, that night the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and God said, what do you want? Ask, and I will give it to you. Can you imagine God saying that to you? Well, if you've read God's word, which I hope that you have, you know, because one of the things that we do here on the Hill all year long, we're reading through the word of God. We want to read through the word every year. And I hope you are doing that. But here's Solomon's answer when God said, ask of me. He said in verse 9, he said, Lord, give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people very well. And so I will know the difference, listen, between right and wrong. So what is it that Solomon just asked God for? Well, God knows. Listen to what God said in verse 10. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for, wait for it, wisdom. God said, what you just asked me for is wisdom. Because see, in part what Solomon said, he said, Father, I want to know, I don't want to know just how to live life. I want to know how to make a life that's worth living. I'm glad to be king, but I want to enjoy being king. I want to enjoy being what my people need. He said, I not only want to succeed at being a king, I want to excel in living. And that's what I want for you. That is so important that you just don't get an education, but that you get a life that's worth living. Here's God's answer in verse 10. Because you've asked for wisdom in governing my people and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I give you what you asked for, a wise heart such as no one has had or ever will have. And I'll give you what you didn't ask for, riches and fame. All right, here's an insight. Wisdom is the key to every good thing that you want in life. That's what God is saying. He's saying the most important thing is that you and I get wisdom. Proverbs 8:11, again, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing else you could ever want is as valuable. Now, I want to know, is that revelational to you? Is this the first time you've ever heard that wisdom is the most important thing for you to get in your life? Wisdom from God. If it is revelational, I want you to know that can explain why there's a lot of pain in your life. There's a lot of pain, there's a lot of trouble because you haven't learned the value of wisdom in living life. God says wisdom is more valuable than rubies. Now that's, why did God say that? All right, I did some looking and here's what I found. The highest quality rubies are worth 10 times the same quality of diamonds, 10 times. Now, what does that mean? Well, what it means is if you get a gram of diamonds that are worth, say, $5,300 for a gram of diamonds, a gram of rubies would be worth $53,000. So God is simply saying this. Here's the truth in your outline. A degree may enable you to make a lot of money, but only wisdom can enable you to enjoy it. God says wisdom is hugely valuable for you to be able to have a quality life. So in your outline, I give you a definition of wisdom. What is wisdom? So that you know what you're going after. Wisdom is when I look at life, when I see life from God's point of view. I look at everything. I look at relationships. I look at life. I look at decisions from the viewpoint of God. Understand this, wisdom isn't knowledge. Those are two different things. You can go to any university here in the United States of America and get knowledge, not necessarily wisdom. You can get knowledge in a lot of different places, but understand this. Maybe you want to get a PhD. Great, go for it. But I want you to see this. It doesn't matter if your goal is a PhD or whatever. That doesn't mean that you're going to know how to live life well. And see, that's what God wants us to understand. God is simply saying, I want you to understand, getting a degree is not the answer. It is not the key to a good life. He didn't say it's not the key to making money. It can be, but it's not the key to having a quality life. Listen, PhDs get divorces every day, multiple times. PhDs commit suicide. PhDs go to prison, and PhDs are living on Skid Row. They're living in tents or living under a bridge. Why? Listen to me. Because knowledge doesn't equip you to know how to live life. You can't make a life with knowledge. Here's the truth in your outline. There are a ton of smart people who fail at family and relationships and a quality life. So how do you get wisdom? Number two in your life point outline, Solomon's Benefit Guide of Wisdom. Solomon wrote a book that is called the Wisdom Book, right? And I'm sure you know what that is, right? It would be Proverbs, right? Proverbs is 31 chapters of wisdom. There are tons of businessmen and businesswomen who make it their goal that they read through the book of Proverbs every month. Why? Because with 31 chapters, you can read a chapter of Proverbs every day of the month. And they just go through it again and again and again. Why? Because it gives them insights on how do I live life? How do I have the right relationship with the people that are under me? How do I lead my business right according to God? How do I make money God's way? How do I use my time? I want you to listen to the first six verses of Proverbs chapter 1. Let me just go through this. This won't take long. Listen to this. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. The purpose of these Proverbs, here it is to teach people wisdom and discipline and to help them understand wise sayings. Through these Proverbs, people will receive instruction and discipline, good conduct, and doing what is right, just, and fair. These Proverbs will make the simple-minded clever. What does that mean? It means that if you were ignorant or dumb in knowing how to do life, Proverbs makes you smart. Proverbs can make you smart at knowing how to live life at college or at university or wherever you are. And then he says, these will give knowledge and purpose to young people. So God is saying, if you're a young adult or a teenager, you ought to be devouring the book of Proverbs. Then he goes on, let those who are wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser. And let those who understand receive guidance by exploring the depth of meaning of these Proverbs, these parables, these wise sayings, and these riddles. All right, so here's your truth. God says wisdom is the number one thing that I need to make a life. And guys, that's the thing. That's my heartbeat. For every graduate, I have no doubt you're going to learn, wherever you go, you're going to learn how to make a living. But making a living and making a life are two separate things. They're not the same thing. And I want you not only to make a living, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to make a life. All right, now in your life point outline, I've given you some passages. Proverbs 9, verse 12. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. You could circle that word benefit, right? Wisdom brings personal benefit to you. And then he says, but if you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. Now, why is that true? Now, listen to me. It is because all the problems in my life, in your life ahead, are going to come from a lack of wisdom. The problems ahead are going to come from a lack of wisdom. All the problems of my life come from making foolish decisions. I've had a bunch of difficult times in my life. Why? Because I wasn't wise and how I spoke to people or how I made certain decisions. The reason you have financial problems is you're going to make foolish financial decisions. You'll have relational problems because you make foolish relational decisions. When you don't make wise decisions, God says, life hurts. And I mean, that's just so much for us. Here's what's ahead for every graduate across America and anyone listening. All the rest of us who lack wisdom. If we're not careful, if we don't get God's wisdom, we will make decisions with our money that seem right at the time, but they're foolish decisions. And we will have financial trouble. And there are some people who are going to have financial trouble all their life. Now, young person, that could be you. You can have a life ahead of financial problems, one after another. And why will you have that? Because you don't have God's wisdom about how to handle money. You can make relationship decisions that will do nothing but hurt you. Why? Because they're not wise. There are people listening this morning that by the providence of God are going to be tuning in who have had and will have dead-end relationships all of their life up till now. And now for the first time, they understand why. It's because they kept making the same foolish decision in relationships over and over and over again. Here's the truth. Many people make foolish decisions every day in life, love, and business because they lack wisdom. That's what God is saying. So what are the benefits of wisdom? Well, I'll give these in your outline. I'll give you these passages. Let me just read them, all right? Proverbs 24:14. Wisdom is good for the soul. You can circle that. Get wisdom and you'll have a bright future. You could circle bright future. Proverbs 19:8. Those who get wisdom do themselves a favor, and those who love learning will succeed. You want to succeed in life? God says, get wisdom. How many of you would say right now, I just don't have enough time to get everything done that I need to get done? How many of you have said that? I've said it. And this just nails me to the wall. Do you know why? Because the Bible says, when you say, I just don't have enough time to get everything done, do you know what you're saying? I have a wisdom problem. That's a wisdom problem. Proverbs 9, verse 11. Wisdom will multiply your days. Now, I'm only going to get 365 days in a year. So what does that mean? It means wisdom gives me longer days. I get more accomplished, and it adds years to your life. You can circle adds years. God simply says, when you are wise, you manage your time better, and the better you manage your time, the more you're going to get done in the time that you have. All right? We don't have time because we make foolish decisions. Now, one of the things I've told you before is this. The Bible clearly says we come into this world with all the days that we're going to get. God's already determined how long I'm going to live. He's already determined how long you're going to live. I'm only going to live a certain amount of time. I can't lengthen my days on earth, but by making foolish decisions, I can shorten my days. And if you want to live every day that God has for you, that screams for wisdom. You can die before your time simply because you make bad decisions. What do you need? You need wisdom. Proverbs 3:35, wise people will gain an honorable reputation. What does that mean? It means the wiser you are, people are going to want to be around you. They're going to want to have friendships with you. Why? Because good reputations come from making one good decision after another and not living the life of a foolish person. And then lastly, Proverbs 3:16 gives us seven gifts of wisdom. Listen to all these gifts. Wisdom offers you long life. There's one. As well as wealth. That's two. Now, what does that mean? People with wisdom use money wisely. That's why they don't lose it so quickly. It goes further. And it gives them honor. In other words, you get honor and respect from people around you when you're wise. Number four, wisdom can make your life pleasant. Listen, when I'm not wise, life is hard. Life doesn't have to be hard, but life is hard when I am and you are not wise in how we live life. It makes life hard. Number five, wisdom can lead you safely through life. It keeps you from making foolish mistakes. Those who become wise are happy. In other words, the wiser you are, the happier you're going to be in life. And number seven, wisdom will give them life. The greatest gift wisdom's going to give you is to chase after the Lord and say, Father, I want you in my life. I want to know that when I die, I'm going to come home to be with you. So I want us to look now at number three in your notes, Solomon's Guide to Wisdom for Smart People. And it's just two things that I'm going to give you and we're done this morning. Number one, what's the guide for smart living? Number one, Solomon says, listen to God's word on a daily basis. I don't learn how to live life God's way without taking in the Bible. You just need that. Proverbs 1 verse 7, start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to Him. Now, I'm speaking to someone this morning, I believe, whose life is a mess. Maybe as a young person or as an adult or a senior adult, you would say, my life is a life that is full of bad decisions. I've had so much pain. And right now, you could be headed for more pain. Why? Because you claim to know God, but you tip your hat to God with regards to time. What I mean by that is God just doesn't have any time in your life. You give Him time when it's convenient for you. And what I want to ask you, has seeking God's face been a hallmark of your life? That you just say, God, I want to know you. I want to be in a relationship with you. Have you sought this past year to encourage yourself in following God? Have you chased after God as a family that you gather with your life groups or in student ministry on Wednesday evenings, and you gather with the church on Sunday, your brothers and sisters in Christ, to just hear the word? I mean, when you look back before all this COVID-19 stuff got started, was that the way your life was? Proverbs 2 verse 6, it is the Lord who gives wisdom. From Him come knowledge and understanding. From God comes knowledge and understanding. I mean, you ought to tape that on your iPhone, your iPad, your TV, right? Because right now, the truth is, we're either filling our minds with truth or trash. So what's the reality in your life? Look at the truth in your outline. Garbage in, garbage out. I mean, that's Proverbs 15, verse 14. What you put in your mind comes out in your life. And there are a lot of people that are putting poison in their minds. Now, listen to me. So many of you are about to leave home. And I don't know where you are on this, but I want to say this and I want you to understand. This is the truth from the Word of God. Pornography is poison. Pornography is poison. And you shouldn't be reading or watching 50 Shades of any color. That should not even be there. If you are, that is foolish. You are acting a fool. Why? Because you're filling your mind with poison. It's like there are some people are so open-minded that they have lost good sense. They don't understand. We've got tons of people in the United States of America who are all up in arms about air pollution. And I totally get that. But mind pollution is a greater problem. Why? Because what you allow in your mind is way more important than what you're breathing. And let me tell you why. The truth in your outline. Your brain is the computer that runs your life. Your brain determines the direction of your life. People make foolish statements like, oh, I can watch porn and it doesn't bother me. Maybe some of you men out there, some of you young guys, and even some of you girls are watching pornography. And you say, I don't think that it bothers me. Can you watch cussing and raping and gratuitous sex and still say, I'm not bothered? If you do, what that means is you've become so desensitized to evil that it doesn't bother you anymore. If you can say, I can watch rape on TV, I can watch gratuitous sex at the movies, I can listen to blasphemy, taking God's name in vain in every sentence, and it doesn't bother you? That is an indictment of your relationship with the Almighty. And that is a problem. You need wisdom. And the second thing is, when you are going off to school, I would encourage you, enlist friends who challenge your life to be better. All right? Enlist friends who challenge your life to be better. You're going to listen to God's word every day, and you're going to get some friends that challenge you. I want to put this as gently as I can. You cannot soar with eagles if you walk with turkeys. And that is not original with me, but it is so apropos right here. There are a lot of turkeys in college, and they're coming across as cool people. And the truth is, the people around you are either going to make you or break you. They're going to lift you up or they're going to put you down. You don't need a lot of friends. You just need a few who are going to really help you in life. Friends who are wise, and they're not what the Bible would call fools. Because if you hang with a fool, you will become a fool. 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad company corrupts good morals. What does that mean? Well, it means if I was on the platform in our worship center, like you guys see me so often on a regular Sunday, if I stood at the edge and somebody was down there on the floor, if we grabbed each other by the hand, it would be much easier for them to pull me down than for me to pull them up. Well, that's what God is saying. Bad company corrupts good morals. If you run with somebody you shouldn't be with, they will pull you down to them. You will not pull them up to you. That's why we talk about here that we don't do evangelism dating. We don't do missionary dating. Why? Because you're not going to date somebody and win them to Jesus. Because you've already put your stamp of approval on how they're living life. The fact that you would be with them. Here's the truth. You can't live a wise life alone. You just can't. So when you get to school, you need to get some good friends who are chasing after Jesus, who will encourage you to do the same. And the friends you choose, wherever you're going, will determine where you're going to be for the most part 4 or 5 years from now. If you pull wise people closer to you, you're going to be wiser. If you've got people who don't see the need for God in their life, then that's exactly where you're probably going to be a few years from now. So here's the last truth in your outline. You need friends who will challenge you to be and do better every day. Proverbs 13:20, spend time with the wise and you will become wise, but the friends of fools will suffer. All right, three action things I want to leave with you, and I'm done this morning. Three things I want to encourage every one of our graduates to do. What are they? And they're in your notes. Number one, first on the list for any college student, when you get to where you're going to school, find a church home away from here. Find a church home that you're going to go to where people will know you and will know if you're not there. That's one of the first things that you do. Number two, find godly friends who will help you and not hinder you. That's the second thing you want to do. And then number three, calendar every day in your busy schedule to spend time alone with God. Whether that means getting up early, or if you've got breaks between classes, that the first, as early as you can, you get alone with Him. Those are three action steps that can determine the direction of your life for as long as you live. Let me pray over you guys, and then I'm going to say God bless, all right? Father, thank you this morning, God, for these incredible young people that their moms and dads have invested so much in. These young people, so many of them have worked so hard to get where they are in school, and their desire is to have a good life, to live well. And Father, they need you. That's the wisdom of the word. We need you. Without you, life doesn't go well, because you are the source of wisdom. You are wisdom. And I pray for young men and women listening this morning that above everything else, they will put you first in their college years, so that their adult years, their money-earning years, will be the best that they can possibly be as they build a family and make a life. So thank you, Father. Thank you for being with us today. Bless us with your blessing, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you for joining in this morning.